It is going down this upcoming weekend with the Kansas City Royals. And on with us right now, we got the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum President Bob Kendrick here to tell us about Salute to the Negro Leagues. Big weekend, of course. The Dodgers are coming into town as well, taking on the Kansas City Royals. Bob, how's it going?
It's going great, Playmaker. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Now, you're telling me this is bigger than Sunday. We got a whole weekend of festivities. Is that right?
An entire weekend of festivities. You know, our friends over at the Kansas City Royals do an amazing job of celebrating the heritage of baseball in this city. They've been one of the longest running major league teams to do an annual salute to the Negro Leagues. And over the last several years, we've just turned it into an amazing weekend of activities. So Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, we've got a press conference. We've got former Negro League player Fran Matthews. His son is an accomplished artist. We will unveil an original work of art that he created that's kind of in tribute to his dad. That is a piece that will be on display at the museum that's being donated by a guy who bought the piece. And then former Negro League player Sam Allen and Pedro Sierra will be signing autographs at the museum at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. If you miss them on Saturday morning, you can catch them out at Decay on Sunday because they'll be at the Royals Hall of Fame signing autographs as well on Saturday morning. Sunday morning out at Decay. And of course, it's the annual salute to the Negro Leagues. We are auctioning off the game-worn caps that both teams will be wearing. The Royals will be wearing a Monarchs cap. The Dodgers will be wearing a vintage Brooklyn Dodgers cap, and all the players will be making those caps available for auction with all the proceeds coming back to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
Love to hear that. This is a great way to give back for sure and have a good time out at the K this weekend, Bob. And of course, this is the 80th anniversary of Jackie's only season with the Monarchs before debuting with the Dodgers 2 years later. Is that right?
And that's still something, Playmaker, that a lot of people just did not know is that Jackie Robinson's illustrious professional baseball career began in the Negro Leagues 1945 with the Kansas City Monarchs.
That is amazing. We're talking about history right here in Kansas City, and we got a historic franchise coming into town this weekend. It should be great. I hope the weather is going to be great, Bob. They got to get their tickets, Bob, so they can go out and have a great time.
Come on out.
And dress to the nines, Bob, because I know you're going to dress to the nines.
Well, you know, I'm going to try to do something pretty special, you know. I haven't been in a suit because I had knee surgery, I'm going to put on a suit for this occasion and come out and represent, and of course, Playmaker. The first 15,000 fans will receive a special commemorative Kansas City Monarch pin, and this is being presented by our friends over Metropolitan Community College. It is going to be a festive occasion, so make sure you make plans. And the Dodgers are in town.
Yes.
You know they bring a litany of great stars.
Yes.
You know, Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts. And, of course, that phenom by the name of Shohei Ohtani coming in to play our Royals, or I should say our Kansas City Monarchs on that date. So the pageantry is going to be special. The atmosphere is going to be vintage. And I hope people will come out and support our annual salute to the Negro Leagues. Bid generously on these game-used caps because all those proceeds will come back to support the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
That is right. So make sure you go to Royals.com, get those tickets for this upcoming weekend, support the Monarchs, the Royals, support Kansas City, and most importantly, support the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Bob, thank you for your time. I appreciate it as always.
Anytime, sir. Thanks again for having me.